He would be out of pocket, completely, for the first time in hell. It'd been a long time since he'd done anything that took him away from work, without even a cell phone to keep him connected. This would be worth it. After cleaning up, loading the dishwasher with the few dishes he'd used that morning, he made two mugs of coffee, and then waited until the limousine arrived, before he went back to their bedroom to get McKenna. She'd never been a morning person, so getting her up early was always a gamble. "Hey," he whispered, leaning down and nuzzling his face against her ear, kissing her neck gently. "It's time to go." McKenna stirred, smiled, and grabbed the pillow and covered up her head. Nope, definitely not a morning person. And it seemed that not even a 7-day surprise was going to get her going first thing. "I need you to put this on," he told her. Well, that got her attention. She peered out from under the pillow, her eyes sliding right to his hand, where a thin piece of dark fabric dangled from his finger.
"A blindfold?"
she asked groggily. "Yes."
"I need to get dressed,"
she grumbled. "Not in the plan," he told her, leaving no room for rebuttal. "You can wear your pajamas."
"To the airport? I seriously don't think so, Tag Murphy."
He chuckled. "The limo's here. We need to go. Now quit arguing and put this on." Without waiting for her assistance, Tag took the pillow from her, tossed it to his side of the bed, and put the blindfold over her eyes. "Don't you dare move that," he commanded, as he lifted her into his arms. If she didn't want to get with the program, he was more than happy to take the lead. 40 minutes later, the limo pulled into the hangar for the private jet they would be taking down to Houston, where they would then board a ship for their 7-day Caribbean cruise. She peppered him with questions as soon as they'd gotten in the car, but he'd managed to silence her by doing what he did best, seducing her slowly with his mouth. He had no intention of telling her any of his plans until they landed in Houston. For now, Tag wanted to keep her guessing, which was exactly what she did as soon as they were buckled into the plush leather seats of the jet, awaiting takeoff. Only then did he allow her to remove the blindfold. As soon as she could see, her eyes scanned their surroundings, likely taking note of every little detail, anything to give her a hint as to what he planned to do. That was the way her brain worked. She was a journalist, always digging for information.
"Where are we going?"
Tag peered over at her and frowned.
"Fine, don't tell me that."
She fidgeted for a moment.
"Will I be able to get dressed before we land?"
"Yes," he said simply. That earned him a small smile before McKenna turned her attention out the window. Tag busied himself by watching her. For the next 7 days, that was all he wanted to do anyway. He wanted to leave the corporate world behind them and enjoy his time with her. It'd been far too long since they'd done anything like this. Although, it was safe to say they'd never done anything exactly like this. "Mr. Murphy," the pilot said over the speaker, "we're ready for takeoff. Just waiting on confirmation. We'll have a total flight time of roughly 60 minutes. Clear skies all the way."
"An hour?"
McKenna asked, glancing back over at him.
"That doesn't leave many options."
"You're right. It doesn't," he told her with a grin. It wasn't time to share the details just yet, but he would, eventually. Once the plane was in the air, Tag showed McKenna where her clothes were hanging, including her makeup bag and all the other things a woman needed. He'd had help in preparing for this trip, thankfully. If it hadn't been for Samantha and Sierra, the wives of three of his good friends, he likely would have found a way to disappoint McKenna from the get-go. And he damn sure didn't intend to do that. So he enlisted their help. In fact, he'd enlisted their help for the entire journey. Not only had the two women helped him to pack McKenna for the trip, they'd helped with the majority of the other preparations. And they would also be on board the cruise ship, along with quite a few other people, family and friends. This trip? It was one of the most important trips of his life, because in the next few days, Tag was going to make McKenna his wife, and all of their family and friends were going to be along to see it. He only hoped McKenna didn't freak out when she figured it out.